Happy Yom HaAtzmaut, everyone. It's mid-May, which means a continuation of the spring sports season and a ramp-up to the postseason. Straight ahead on the Tuesday morning jam in the AM Sports Update, boys soccer experiences a logjam, while girls soccer becomes very clear. The top seed in girls varsity hockey comes down to one night, and in boys volleyball, Ramaz suffers a loss of sorts. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We start out in boys volleyball, where Ramaz is no longer perfect. No, the Rams are still undefeated, having knocked off SAR this past week to improve to 7-0 and clinch the Western Conference. However, the contest marks the first time this year that Ramaz has not swept a match. Ramaz cruised in the first two sets against the Sting before dropping the third set 21-15, thus ending a 22-set win streak dating back to the second set of the finals last year, where they faced SAR. The Rams will now go from one matchup of undefeateds to another as they face Flatbush tomorrow night, where the winner will be the only remaining team without a loss on the season. Moving over to girls hockey, where two games this Wednesday night will set the playoff picture. Of the six teams heading to the postseason, five will be from the West, with four in action and the Western Conference Championship on the line. Frisch and SIR will square off, with the winner being crowned the top team in the West, while at the same time, Ramaz and Mayanote will face off, where Ramaz will have the opportunity to jump into the third seed with a win. The two seed will go to the tiebreak between Hafter, Hank, and SKA as the East champion, with that team being the only East team in the postseason. Joining the five teams who have clinched will be Heschel, who know that they will be on the road come the first round of the postseason, but will await the contest to know whether they will be the five or the six seed. In boys varsity soccer, the top seed in the East and West may come down to tiebreakers. In the East, North Shore and DRS sit tied at 13 points, with the North Shore contest against Hank remaining. Should North Shore lose, the two teams would be deadlocked, with their only matchup between them a 4-4 tie. Out in the West, it could be three teams who may sit at the top, where TABC and Kushner are tied at 11 points, but Frisch sits right behind them at 10 points with one game in hand. Meanwhile, girls varsity soccer is having no such problems. The East and West have clear-cut winners as SKA and Frisch have gone through the year spotless. The only spot still up for grabs is the final playoff spot in the East, which will either go to North Shore or Hank. Hafter, Central, Mayanote, Kushner, and Heschel have already locked up the remaining berths and await the postseason tournament. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.